What is the 11th step? The program teaches us to have an open mind, to look at life through openness, to realize that basically there are no absolutes. There are always newness and new things to learn. What I have learned in recovery is that there are so many different people, so many different ways, so many different nationalities, so many different concepts, so many different points of view, and it's so neat to be in the mix and just experience it and be open to it all. I have learned in recovery not to criticize other people's points of view, but to listen to them, because we can learn from every individual and from every person. I look at the human race, and to me, I'm looking at what I call the most gigantic, the most huge, and most beautiful public library in existence, human beings. Every one of us is writing our own book. Each one of us has our own experiences. When we learn to listen to each other, and we learn to be connected to each other, then all of a sudden, we read each other's book. There is a new chapter being developed every day. And that's okay. Give yourself permission to begin to experience that type of openness. So many of us have closed minds. We shut everything off. We don't want to hear things. The things you don't want to hear are usually the things you need to hear. Be open to it. So meditation simply means to be quiet, to be open, to learn, and to grow. As you learn this concept, you learn the most beautiful part of the 11th step. And that is to listen to your higher power. Even in situations that you're in that are negative, if you listen to it and you're honest with it, even if you get out of it and you leave it and you settle it and you let go of it, it's okay. Because basically what you've done is you've listened. You see what's happening. So many of us stay in our misery for long, long periods of time. We drive ourselves crazy. Give yourself permission to listen to what's going on around you. It's real. If things are healthy, you'll be able to tell it. If they're not, you'll be able to tell it. If you work on yourself, then basically the things around you will work on themselves. And that's why it's so important to look at the 11th step through the eyes of communication and through the eyes of listening. In that process, what happens is we now begin to open ourselves up to begin to grow. The program teaches us over and over again the importance of being open, the importance of learning, the importance of discovering, the importance of growing. As you experience that, you experience the gratitude, you experience the beauty. So the 11th step is geared primarily towards teaching us to be peaceful, teaching us to listen, teaching us to be open. And as you view life and look at life, look at it through the eyes of openness. Look at it through the eyes of growth. Look at it through the eyes of discovery. As we continue the work on the rewards of recovery, we now begin to look at the last, the final step of recovery, the 12th step. In this step, a very special step, there's something unique about it. As we have learned in steps 10 and 11, we have learned to look at life through the eyes of openness. In the 10th and the 11th step, we have learned to become more open people. We have learned to realize that there are many ways and many directions. In the 12th step, the 12th step is the only step in the program that we do not have to work. That may sound very strange. What's so beautiful about this step is that it works itself. This is probably such a beautiful step that it teaches us and touches us in very many different ways. The 12th step reads, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, I am now ready to carry the message to another sick person and to practice these principles in all of my affairs. Listen to the beauty and the wisdom of the 12th step. Having had a spiritual awakening. The most beautiful, the most special, the most wonderful gift any one of us as a human being can experience in life is to experience an awakening, to awaken to the gift of who we are, to awaken to our personhood, to awaken to ourself. You see, when we look at the concept of spirit, Inside of each and every one of us, there is that unique